A clash between art and commerce is coming to a head in suburban Orange County, California. The Costa Mesa City Council is asking the owners of a business and retail complex to guarantee that they'll protect an outdoor sculpture garden. Many consider the garden, designed by the famous Japanese-American artist Isamu Noguchi, to be a masterpiece. Owners of the land say they must be able to develop their property as needed to maximize revenue. Eric Roy reports from member station KCRW.
Outdoor sculptures tend to be public art, but the sculpture garden called California Scenario sits on private property next to three restaurants and two glass office buildings in Costa Mesa. It was commissioned in 1980 by wealthy developer Henry Sagerstrom, who sold the office complex to Commonwealth Partners a couple years ago. Commonwealth wants to put up a new building, and there are no deed restrictions to keep the firm from altering the sculpture garden. The potential threat raises the blood pressure of University of California Irvine art historian Bert Winther Tamaki, a Noguchi scholar.
There is going to come a time when people in this area realize that it is the most important public sculpture in Southern California.
Isamu Noguchi was born in 1904 in Los Angeles and raised in Japan. He was a prolific innovator in sculpture, furniture design, theater set design, and large outdoor works. Professor Tamaki says Noguchi had created a sculpture garden in Paris and a water garden in New York that, while impressive, are not thematically tied to their locations.
But what happened in California was that he really meditated on the order of social life in this part of the world, and he pulled together emblems of aspects of that life, and he did it in such a way that he integrated this diversity of materials.
Materials include the stainless steel cylinder of a flowing fountain sculpture called Energy Source. There's also the sculpted stand of pine trees named Forest Walk, evoking the sweeping forests of Northern California. Desert Land, a flagstone floor with cactus arrangements, evokes Southern California expanses.
The stone that references the colors, the light pastels of the desert, the plant matter, the water that he led through a stream bed through this surface. He managed to bring all of those elements. He orchestrated them into a kind of integrated statement.
It's sunny and traffic's heavy in Costa Mesa, 40 miles south of Los Angeles. The Noguchi Garden is hard to see from the street, but once inside, the hum of the nearby San Diego freeway is masked by a babbling brook carved in the flagstone. City Councilwoman Linda Dixon says it's one of her favorite places.
It's definitely tranquil. I mean, you can hear the sounds. You can look up at the building and see the reflection of the trees, of the boulders. You can hear the humming of the freeway in the background, but you can also hear the fountains.
Dixon walks past a tall, narrow waterfall that weaves an angular path inside a wooden and copper frame, the water falling over smooth, round rocks into the creek. Councilwoman Dixon wants Commonwealth Partners to promise they'll leave the garden untouched forever in exchange for a city development agreement letting them have their new building. Until now, Commonwealth has only been willing to make a 25-year commitment. Dixon says that won't do.
Noguchi has only been dead for 12 years, and in those 12 years, his works have become much more popular. And we have no idea how popular he is going to be in 20 years or 40 years. We don't know. Is he going to be another Picasso? Is he going to be another Miro? Is he another George O'Keefe?
The sculpture garden is the purview of Commonwealth partner James Anderson, who declined to be interviewed for this story. But landscape architect Kenneth Kammeyer has worked with the company to maintain the garden. Kammeyer helped Noguchi put California Scenario together. He says Commonwealth has spent a lot of time and money.
They've never expressed anything except to us to maintain the garden in its best manner and to keep it open and to not change it, to keep it in its purity and its form.
Kammeyer adds that Commonwealth's commitment to the arts is also shown by the firm's role in developing Costa Mesa's planned theater arts district next door. Meanwhile, Costa Mesa Mayor Libby Cowan is working on a compromise. The only problem she sees with Commonwealth's proposed building is the utilities must be hooked up to infrastructure that's under the sculpture garden. Cowan says a renegotiated agreement, now on the table, would keep the company from touching the garden for 50 years without advance notice, a full public hearing process, and recommendations from the Noguchi Foundation in New York. But what happens to the garden when the 50 years are up?
The city takes action to protect it, whether it's purchasing it, whether it's providing money for the long-term maintenance of it.
The Costa Mesa City Council is set to vote today on Noguchi's California Scenario. Mayor Cowan believes there will be a deal, If not, she says, Commonwealth may have to walk away from its planned office building. For NPR News, I'm Eric Roy in Costa Mesa, California.